Welcome, everybody, to Murray State Football Signing Day 2016. We have head coach Mitch Stewart. He's going to run down the 29 players signed today by the Racers. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you there, Parker. Best day of the year right here. It's been a very exciting morning. And this is exciting as a coaching staff because this is where your season begins. This is where the 2016 season begins. Trying to put all the pieces, all the missing pieces to the puzzle to get ready for the upcoming season. I will say this, as exciting as it was, it ended at 9:42 this morning, which is always good. I watch all of these quote-unquote big-time programs. They sit around all day, and they got to wait for the kid to put his hat on and all of that kind of stuff. And I'll just be honest with you, I'm glad I'm not to all that crap just yet. I like being the quote-unquote small-timers where everybody just knows where they're going, and all you do is wait for them to send that fax in. But we were done at 9:42. I will say we did have a little bit of fireworks there at the end because it came down between Coach Brockman and Coach Adams. They were the last two to get their signees in, and Coach Brockman wound up winning. So I think Coach Adams owes Coach Brockman dinner or something like that. I don't know. That would be a fun date. To be around there. want to say this before I start going through the guys, because we've got an awful lot of them. This was an extremely big class for us, which everybody knew it was going to be. We had a lot of holes to fill and a lot of talent to fill, but I think we did that. But before I do that, I do want to say what a tremendous blessing it is to be at a place and work with the staff that I work with and their wives. I mean, when I talk about staff, I'm talking coaches, I'm talking administrators, I'm talking the whole works. My staff did an unbelievable job. We had some bad weather there in the middle of our signing. Of our official visits there one weekend, had to cancel a visit. We had to push everything back. I think the last weekend we wound up having 17 kids in at one time. And when you factor in all the parents and sisters and brothers and stuff that came, I think we had 62 people all in all. And Coach Adams, our recruiting coordinator, he did a tremendous job getting the logistics of all of that squared away. And the coaches did a tremendous job carrying out that plan week to week on all of those official visits. I want to say a big thank you to the wives. We did a lot of things. You know, when you bring kids in on an official visit, all you're doing is you're giving them a snapshot of what Murray State is, what the university is about, what the community is about, and you don't have very much time, and you try to squeeze a lot of stuff in. And one thing that's very important for me to show the recruits and their parents is just kind of our family atmosphere, and what I mean by that is we try to get our wives around the prospects on their visits. We try to get our kids around the prospects on their visits, and those wives did a tremendous job. My wife, especially, Ricky, opened up our house every weekend and let recruits' parents come and visit with us, and just have time to fellowship with us and our kids. So I want to make sure that everybody knows I am thanking my wife right now, because if I don't do that, I'll be in trouble. On top of that, though, I want to thank my players. I think the best recruiters that you have at your disposal is your players. I mean, when you send your players, or when you send those prospects out at night to be with your players, if your players aren't saying good things about your program, where it's headed, and your coaches and so on and so forth, you're not going to get very many good recruits. And I think that you can see by going down the list of our signees that we got a lot of good ones, and our players did a tremendous job of that. You know, we'd take the prospects bowling, and our players would go over there and bowl with them. And I've seen some of our players purposely lose so the prospect would win the bowling match. And then I saw some of our players get their faces smoked over there in the bowling alley too, and get their feelings hurt a little bit. So it'll be nice to have some of these guys back on campus so our players can get a rematch with them. But they did a tremendous job. I want to thank the professors that helped us each week. You know, we would have professors come over and talk with our prospects about their majors and what they want to do in school. Our administrators, we had a couple of key administrators that would come over and explain academics and just our university in general. And I'm not going to go down everybody's names because I'll forget somebody. However, I do want to call out our president by name, Dr. Davies. What a tremendous help he was. He came over and spoke with all of the prospects that we had on campus, and I think that was a tremendous asset to us, because the biggest thing that we talk about when we're recruiting these guys, okay, because when you bring people in, and I'm rambling a little bit, and I apologize, but when you bring these guys in, everybody's going to show those guys the same thing. Everybody's going to show them all their nice buildings. Everybody's going to show them the nice classrooms. They're not going to take them to the bad classrooms. They're not going to take them to the bad dorms. They're going to show them the quote-unquote good dorms, all of those things. You're going to show them all of the Nike gear, most of which they don't even get during their time here, and all of that kind of stuff. You do all of that just to show them how good your place is. But what sets Murray State apart, in my opinion, and this is what I tell all of the prospects when they come in, what sets this university apart, in my opinion, is the people that work here. The administrators, the faculty, the professors, the community. I want to give a huge thank you and a huge shout out just to the Murray community, because with all of the weather and some of the things that we had to move around on our official visits, we just, whether it was the bowling alley working with us and giving us a little bit extra lanes, whether it was a restaurant here in town working with us and putting three waitresses or three waiters with us instead of two, whatever the case may be, everybody just bent over backwards to help us try to get some of these guys. And I want to say thank you to everybody that was involved, because it was a team effort. And when I say team, I mean the Murray community team, and I'm very grateful to everybody that was involved with that. like Parker said, we signed 28 guys, which was the biggest. This is the biggest signing class I've ever been a part of. Now, one thing in saying that is I'm trying not to do this year in and year out. We've taken a hard look at our classes by each position, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, how many we have at each position. Trying to make sure that we don't get in a situation where we're having to sign six or seven receivers because we're losing six receivers, or sign seven D linemen because we've lost so many D linemen. So we're going to keep an eye on that to make sure that we don't do this again. Because one thing that happens when you sign this many kids is if you're not careful, you start trying to fill spaces. You have all these scholarships. You get worried because the signing day is coming down to the end, and you just want to fill spaces. And I thought we did a good job of not doing that. We didn't reach on anybody. All of these guys that are on this list, I've been in their homes. I've met their mamas. I've met their daddies. I've felt them, touched them, shook their hand, felt how big their shoulders were, saw how long their arms were, have seen them run, have seen them play basketball, football, whatever, baseball. I spent 4 hours at a baseball practice. No offense there, Coach Mulder, but that was a long, I don't care what you're playing, 4 hours in one spot was very long. I had to get batting practice during the middle of it because I got a little bored, so I just went in the cage and got my own swings. you know, we saw all of these guys, so all of them, when we turned on the tape and when we get them here in the summer, there's not going to be any surprises. We've seen all of them move around. There's not going to be one guy that comes here and we go, oh, my goodness, he doesn't look what I thought he was on tape. So I'm very pleased with that. Just to kind of break it down right here, and then we can kind of go through. I'm not going to go through every kid just because there are so many. But I will tell you, we signed seven defensive linemen when you count our midterms, because we brought in six guys at the midterm. We signed seven defensive linemen, seven wide receivers, four offensive linemen, four safeties, three linebackers, two cornerbacks, and one quarterback, and a partridge in a pear tree. And we still have, I think, eight scholarships to give out. So we still got some work to do, even though this is signing day. And if you walked into football offices right now, you wouldn't find another coach in the building. They've all gotten out of here as soon as their kids got in and we were done. They all went on vacation because they know when they come back on Tuesday, that we still have an awful lot to do in the recruiting process. And we've still got some guys out there that we're looking at and some guys that we're looking to finish the deal. So. With that being said, you know, I'll give you kind of a quick rundown. I'll try to do this as fast as possible, and if you've got the sheets, that it's all in position by position right there. To start off, you got our offensive lineman, Ethan Burbank, comes from a great program there in Florence High School down in Alabama. Big time, they had a quarterback down there that passed for over 2,000 yards a year. So he's very very well versed in our type of offense, throwing the ball as much as we do. Cam Carter, big time athletic kid. I watched this guy play basketball. It was the fastest basketball game I've ever seen. He is he's every bit of that 6'6", 280 pounds, and they just ran for 6 minutes straight. He was up and down the court. Tremendous athlete, got a lot of upside. Steven Clemens, this is an old nasty old lineman. Now, when you watch his film, he cocks that left foot back and he comes off the ball. He plays every snap on the other side of the line of scrimmage down there. And, you know, you can see there they scored like 588 points this season. I think they averaged 53 points as an offense, and that offensive line had a great deal to do with that. Ryan Rainey, he was one of our midterm guys out of Pearl River Community College. He's going to be our center. Smart kid, very smart signal caller there at center. Can get all your fronts taken care of. Very big kid, 6'1", 295 pounds. Next guy moving to quarterback, Eli Olteen out of St. Joseph up there in Illinois. you can see his stats right there. Biggest thing that I noticed with him is he threw 27 touchdowns and just two picks. I think one or two of them came in his last game, which was played in the snow, and it was a pretty big blizzard up there. Big guy, 6'2", 190 pounds. And then moving on to wide receiver, obviously this was a huge point of concern for us because I lost six players at wide receiver, three of which were top 10 in the conference in receptions, two of which were top 25 in the nation in receptions. So this was a huge sticking point for our class. But you got you know, Nick Collins, he's kind of our outlier, because what we tried to do at every position, if you look down there, and this is something we talked about last year as well, is we wanted to get bigger. We wanted to get longer. We wanted to get more length. We didn't want to be as short and scatty, especially at the wide receiver position. We wanted to get longer. We wanted our catch radiuses to grow so that KD didn't have to just be on the money with all these little midgets running around everywhere. But you'll see Nick Collins, 5'7", 185. That's probably stretching it a little bit. This guy, he is rock solid. I don't think he's ever drank a soda in his life. He doesn't even drink Gatorade because it's got too much sugar. When you grab a hold of him, it's like grabbing a hold of a bowling ball. And this dude is explosive fast. When you watch his film, he can pick him up, put him down. He totes the mail and had a great career up there out of Rockbridge High School up there in Missouri. Great program there. Next is Tyree Gray. You watch all of his film, he's going to play nothing but quarterback. He was a first-team All-State selection down there in the state of Alabama, was an athletic quarterback. We're going to move him to wide receiver. You can see all of his stats. I think he rushed for like 1,800 yards or something and 31 touchdowns in his last season. Next is Mario McGraw. Played for Nashville Christian, is now at Overton. Big-time athlete here. They won the state championship down there. You can see he was the 44th best athlete and the second best cornerback in the state of Tennessee, but we're going to move him to wide receiver. Most of his film is running back. He's got a little bit of wide receiver, big-time punt returner, kick return specialist, just a huge athlete. Big-time length right there, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Next on the list is Jonathan Moss, obviously a guy who needs no introduction. His brother's been here for 4 years, but the big thing that I told Jonathan that I think got him very excited was I was recruiting Jonathan for Jonathan, not for Jeffrey. And I'm very excited to see him make his own path here and his own legacy here at Murray State. Very explosive receiver, very shifty guy. very excited to have him here. Great program down here at Bob Jones High School in Alabama. Next guy, 6 foot, 187 pounds, Rajay Perkins, Hazelwood East. That may sound familiar to you. That was where Walter Powell was from. This guy looks eerily similar to Walter Powell. Body type-wise, he's probably the same as when Walter Powell graduated here. Big, thick kid, very rocked-up kid. Super talented, super explosive. You watch his film. When I watched him play in person, his feet look like they never touched the ground. Looks like he's got springs in his heels. Runs on his toes. Man, just a very explosive kid right there watching him. Next guys are midterm, and I apologize, I'm going through these so fast. I'll give you a chance to ask particular questions at the end, but I'm trying to get through all of them. Next receiver is our midterm guy, Sterling Taylor. Got him out of Contra Costa out there in California, community college out there in California. Obviously, he is a big deal for us because he was an early enrollee. He's been here. He's already caught passes from KD, which is a huge, obviously, not a huge concern, but a huge point of emphasis for us. We've got to get those freshman wide receivers here on campus as fast as we can so that KD can get out there and get a feel for those guys because when you lose that many wide receivers at one time, a bunch of these guys are going to have to play, and they're going to have to play early. So, obviously, he's got a leg up there because he is an early enrollee, had a tremendous career out there in his 2 years out in California. Next guy on the list, Sylvan Turner, 6'2", 170 pounds, long, wiry kid, two-star recruit, 24/7 Sports. He's from the same high school, East Limestone, which is a tremendous program. Coach Pugh does a great job out of East Limestone. Same high school program that Jordan Gandy's from, which is a receiver on the team right now. But massive hands. When you look at this, the first highlight on his highlight reel is a fade into the end zone, and he reaches up there and he does the one-handed catch. Massive hands on him. Just a very, very good receiver. Moving on down, get to our DBs, our corners. First guy's Andre Davis. This one will be a little bit tricky for you. If you watch his film, he's going to play nothing but quarterback. I've kind of got a 2-1 here. If he can't play right away at corner, and let's say something, knock on wood, an emergency happened at quarterback, he could flip over and get you out of some games at quarterback because he's a tremendous athlete, very smooth when he's throwing the ball. Out of Bryan Station over there in the east side of Kentucky. You can see his stats, man, tremendous player right there, threw 62 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. But watching him play, just seeing how athletic he is, how smooth he is, how good laterally he is, we're kind of projecting him to be a corner, and he'll be a very long, very lengthy corner right there, so very excited about him. Next guy, Nigel Walton, out of Carver High School in Atlanta, Georgia. Big-time program, a lot of players down there. The day that I was there to see Nigel, I think there was four FBS Power 5 conference teams or coaches running through the school to see other players. Big kid, 6 foot, 170 pounds, big-time athlete. Moving on down, D-line, Kerry Benton out of St. Louis there. This was a guy who had a lot of traffic recruiting-wise. He tore his ACL at the end of his junior year. Came back, had to miss the first four games of his senior year, came back and played and finished up his senior year. Tremendous athlete, very explosive D lineman, can get to the quarterback, so we're very excited about him. Q Coles there from McAdory High School, home of Bo Jackson. This guy, man, he is a big kid. He's 6'4", 250 pounds, but everything on him is big. He's got big jaws. He looks like a boxer. He looks like a Labrador Retriever. Big hands, big feet. Long, lengthy guy. He's going to hold a lot of weight. Very explosive. Very good athlete. Great program down there at McAdory High School. Very, very excited about him. Matthew McClellan, 6'5", 215 pounds. This is a pass rush guy. This is a rush in for us. I saw a video when he was here for his official visit. He was over at the hotel standing in waist-high water in the pool. And jumped out of it in waist-high water, jumped completely out of the pool, landed on the side, and that is extremely explosive. A guy who at 215 pounds, 6'5", he runs a 10-9-100 for his track team at high school, so he can shoot, man. If he doesn't work out at DN, we may put him at receiver because he's that athletic. Moving on down, D. Knowles. This was an early enrollee. This is a high school guy, early graduate, had been committed up. And got dropped, and we went down there and saw him and got him here in December, 6'4", 305 pounds, three-star rated recruit. He's been here. Again, obviously those early enrollees are tremendous, tremendously important for us because they're here, they're working out, they're rolling. He's here right now. He's going through the weight programs. And, obviously with any high school kids, there's a big transition right there just in the way that you do things, especially in the weight room, their conditioning and things like that. But he's doing a tremendous job. Cameron Petty from Buckhorn High School. Y'all may remember last year we signed another guy, Silas Owens from Buckhorn High School. Tremendous, tremendous program down there. His dad actually played here. His dad played at Murray State years ago. Big time, he's a two-star rated prospect. Big time athlete there. He's a D end. He can set the edge for you on defensive front. He can move inside. He's big enough to move inside. Can play D tackle for you, but can get after the pass rusher. Chris Stahl, out of SLU High School, St. Louis University High School. Big kid, 6'2", 285 pounds. Looks like a wrestler. He's got long hair. Looks like Joe Dirt. Got long blonde hair. Kind of a mullet. Nasty kid. Very smart kid, though. He stumped me. He's the first guy I've ever had ask me, hey, coach, if you get a 4.0 every year of your undergrad, do you get your master's degree paid for? And I said, brother, I have no idea, because I don't run into many people that can do that. I said, I'll sure find out for you. But very excited to get him. Corey Tillman, out of Blackman High School there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A lot of potential with this guy. He's a baby-faced kid, 6'2", 270 pounds. A lot of potential, big old bottom on him. He's got a lot of room to grow, big shoulders. He's going to be a big-time player for us. Mariko Page, linebacker. He was a mid-year enrollee for us out of Colin Community College. Great kid, tremendous athlete. Not much on bowling, probably the worst bowler I've ever seen in my life. But just a great kid, hard worker, loves the game of football, hard-nosed, tackle-to-tackle, Mike-type player, Mike Backer-type player. Derek Shaw out of Thompson High School, Alabaster, Alabama, 6'1", 240 pounds, big kid. You're going to see all three of these linebackers. We have increased our length dramatically, especially with D. Shaw, 36-inch vertical-type kid, runs a 4.6 in the 40-yard dash, tremendous athlete right there. Good thing about D. Shaw is he's still kind of baby-faced and baby-bodied. He's got a lot of potential in his body to kind of trim down, slim down, and bulk up. Robert Adams, out of Northridge High School. Now when you see him in the hallway, you'll know this guy. He's beautiful. Okay, as much as one man shouldn't say that about another, he is beautiful. He's a beautiful guy. 6'2", 230 pounds. He loves wearing tight-fit T-shirts, and I would, too, if I looked like him. Two-way player for Northridge. He was a tight end and a linebacker, can do a lot of things. Tremendously athletic, does not say anything at all. One of the most serious kids you've ever met in your life, goes about his business. He is a football player, and Jesse, very excited to get him. Moving to our safeties now. First one, Ernest Kenty, out of Ramsey High School down in Birmingham, Alabama. Nicknamed Smiley on his visit. He smiles all the time. Great kid, great personality, good player, 6'2", 205 pounds back there on the back end. He's got a lot of range, a lot of length, can move side to side, can cover a lot of ground. Marcus Meredith, him and the next one, Zach Wade, both from Saddleback. They just got done playing ball. I think their last game was December the 15th or 16th because they had such a tremendous career over there at Saddleback. Saddleback's a very good program there out in California. They're here now. They were mid-year enrollees, so they're here. They're working out. They're getting the flow of everything. So very excited to have them. And then last but not least, Devon Witt down there in Clarksville High School in Clarksville, Tennessee. Tremendous player right there on the back end. Another guy, he's a little bit smaller than the other ones, 5'10", 175 pounds, but very speedy, can get off the hash, very physical player. So tremendously excited to have him. So now if y'all have individual questions, anything I didn't cover, feel free to ask. Again, I apologize I had to go over that so fast, but we got so many. I wanted to make sure I got through all of them. Anybody got any questions for me? Well, it was just because of our needs, you know, because we had so many guys graduate from that side of the ball or move on from that side of the ball. And the big thing is our line of scrimmage. Now, every year, our line of scrimmage, we're going to, and I think y'all seen that from last year and this year, we're going to take care of the line of scrimmage. We're going to try to get as many and as big as we can on the defensive front and the offensive front. Because if you can't win ball games in the trenches, you're not going to win at all. You can't be small and slow and friendly up front and expect to win very many ball games. So that's obviously where we start, is on the two lines of scrimmages, and then we work our way back or out on either side of the ball. But it was just that's, you know, we have numbers at every position, and we try to hit those numbers. We want to take so many quarterbacks, so many wide receivers, so many D linemen, and that was just how the numbers failed this year. Obviously, that gets skewed a little bit because you may be a little bit heavy in one area. You may take one more at D-line just because you have the chance to, and you may be one shy in the secondary just to even it all out. But it was just the way the numbers fell.
Primarily high school guys. Can you talk about your philosophy behind approaching it that way?
Well, I've always thought that you build a program with high school guys, you know, because those guys are going to be here for 4 years and 5 years, and those are the guys that you can see. You know, the thing about junior college guys and transfer guys and things of that nature is you're not going to have them very long, so you can't take a class full of them because what's going to happen, and we've had this happen before, is if you wind up taking, let's say, six junior college guys in the secondary where they're all going to be the same age, probably. They're all going to have 2 years to play. Well, then in 2 years, you're going to be doing it again. And I've just never thought that you could build the camaraderie that you need and the pride about that logo when you're rolling over your roster every 2 years at every position because you're trying to fill it with so many junior colleges and so many transfer guys. Now, obviously, you've got to take those guys, and I'm very excited to get those guys because they are tremendous help. They are now players. Whereas a lot of times with high school guys, you know there's some on this list that we're signing knowing that they're not going to be ready to play in year one, possibly even year two. But that's all part of their maturation process. You know, you get them in here, you work them out, you beat them to death out there on the field, and they toughen up, and then you're hoping by the time they're in their redshirt sophomore year, they've got 3 years to play, and they're great players for you. Whereas those junior college and transfer guys, you don't have that luxury. They've got to come in and be ready to play right now. I mean, that's the reason why we try to take most of those guys at the mid-year so that they have that extra semester so that they can get acquainted.
You mentioned that you and your staff still have some work to do with some recruits mm-hmm. to sign and stuff like that. Are there any running backs among those people? Because there's some running backs on this list here.
No. We one thing that we're going to do is we moved Demetric Johnson back over to running back. That's where he originally started. And then we moved him to secondary, I think, 2 years ago. But we moved him back to running back because we've got Mark Dodson coming. Now, obviously, he's done with his redshirt year and his year of ineligibility, so we've got him back, so we feel very comfortable at running back. Plus, with a guy like Nick Collins, there's a couple of those receivers that if you wanted to, you could slide him and Tyree Gray, you could slide them back and make those running backs. So I thought for this year we're better served going and trying to get as many offensive skill guys at the wide receiver position because I felt pretty good about where we were, knowing that some of those guys you could cross-train as wide receivers and running backs. Still not going to take any wide receivers, but we've got about eight scholarships or so still to give.
Can you talk a little bit about those eight scholarships, where some of that targeting will be?
Yeah, we've got two for offensive line. We're still looking for two offensive linemen, still one pass rush DN that we need, one slash, which is kind of an outside backer, safety type guy, another secondary guy, whether it be a corner or a safety. Did I already say one wide receiver? One wide receiver, and then one quarterback.
Will you hold any of those for FBS transfer?
We're going to try. I always like going in the summer with one on either side of the ball, one on offense and one on defense, just in case something. You know, I talked about those numbers. Obviously, if we get some type of FBS D lineman, then you take him. It doesn't matter what you're looking for. You better take him because everybody's looking for D lineman. Everybody wants him. If you get a big-time skill player on offense, then you take them. So I always like to go into the summer holding one back on either side.
Well, what was it that drew you to the quarterback from Illinois?
Just a big kid, big arm. And like I said, he threw a lot of balls without turning it over very much. Which, obviously, if you've watched us, that's one thing that we improved on a little bit last year, but we still have to improve on moving forward is turnover ratio, turnover margin. So that was the biggest thing with him, just big, tall guy. He's a spread-type guy. He can get it out fast. He can make a bunch of throws, but he takes care of the football as well.
How would you grade this class? I know it's your class, but if you were looking at it just X's and O's, what's your level of –
This is 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20. Ask me again in 2020, I'll tell you. We'll see how they die. I feel great about them right now. I'd grade them 100 right now because there was an awful lot of work that got put into them. But you never know, you know, until you get them out there on the grass and you start throwing live bullets at them. Some of the three stars will look more like half stars, and some of the no stars will look more like five stars, and it's just the way it works out. And you can't ever tell, but you try to do as much research as you can. Try to do as much background checking as you can to make the most educated guess, and then you just hope you pick the right ones. But right now, if you're asking me today, I feel like we've got 5 pages worth of right ones.
In terms of the high school guys, how many of them do you expect to have to play immediately?
Well, I think it's by position. I think, obviously, at wide receiver, that's going to be the biggest majority of them, you know, because we signed, I think, 6 high school guys. I'm probably guessing what I'm hoping right now, if you looked on my board in the offensive staff room, is 4 of them going to have to play. And then we're hoping to redshirt 2 of them, you know. But that also depends a little bit on the guys that are coming back, you know, the Gandys and Blackburns and Stoltzes and Fagans and all of those guys who are coming back. It depends on how they do because, obviously, we're going to play the best. If it means that a freshman plays in front of a senior, then it's just luck of the draw, so be it. We're going to try to put the best product out there on the field. But I think wide receiver, you could probably see a majority of those guys playing. There's some of these D linemen. I will say that I feel, you know, kind of to go back on your question, I feel very good about the defensive line spot. Just right now, you know, just being around these guys and seeing their film and watching them in person, I feel very good about the defensive line spot. So I could see some of those guys stepping on the field immediately too.
One thing you want to do is try to get bigger along the line. Did you feel you did that with
this group? Yeah, I think so. I think this is just overall, I think this is one of the biggest groups that we've signed, and that's at linebacker. I mean, some of those linebackers, wow, they're good. That Robert Adams, he could probably drop down, put his hand in the ground if you needed him to. You know, you've got a bunch of 300-plus guys. Chris Stahl, I think it lists him at 285. That must have been before our recruiting visit. I don't know if we just fed him that well or what, but I think he was like 303 pounds on our visit. So we've got a bunch of 300-plus pound guys, got a lot of length, which is one thing we always look at. You know, we're not necessarily always looking for 6'4s. We're looking for wingspans. You know, that's like Q Coles, I think he's got a 7.5-foot wingspan, just a big, long kid. And so I think we did that for the most part. Quicker?
Yeah,
I think so. I think from an explosive standpoint, I think especially at wideout, this is the most talented group just off of film and just off of personal evaluation. This is the most talented group that I've been around. I tell you, this is probably the most talented group since the 2010 team with all of those wide receivers that we had that year. This is probably the most talented group, the fastest group of wide receivers that I've been around. Some of those guys on the back end, a lot of those guys, most all of our skill players are all track guys. You can all look up stats on track guys, and that's one thing that we wanted to do is we wanted to get multi-sport athletes. There's not a lot of, if any, I don't know if any of those guys are one-sport athletes. I don't know if any of those guys are just football guys. We wanted to go out and find track guys, basketball guys, guys who are constantly moving laterally. And the big reason is so we could evaluate them at that point, you know, so we can evaluate them, sit and watching them do those things.
You talked about how probably the most valuable recruiters you have, the athletes you have on campus.
Yeah, no question.
How much did maybe Jeffrey Moss help a little bit in bringing his brother here, or if at all, did you even?
I wouldn't say it was just Jeffrey Moss. I think it goes back to just the community in general. I think that Jonathan's been around this community for an awfully long time. I think he's been up here watching games, and he's seen, the pride that this community has in their university, obviously it helps that Jeffrey has had the career that he has had over there, I think that our players, Jonathan going out with our players and fitting in with our players, I think that helped tremendously. I think his recruiting coach did a great job recruiting him and selling him on Murray State, because the first time I ever talked to them, I made it very clear that I was not going to half-heartedly recruit him because he already knew everything there was to know about Murray State, because I wanted to show him the football side of Murray State. And we recruited him as such, as if his name meant nothing around here, so that we could show him everything that we wanted to show him, just like we do every other recruit. So I think from that standpoint, you know, I'm sure it helps a little bit, obviously, that his brother's here and has had the career. But I think more so it was just the people here. I mean, when he got on campus and the president comes and talks to you and you talk to your professor about your, you know, your academics, and you go out with our players and they all know you by name, you know, and you go to Walmart and there's not a wall full of Kentucky and Louisville in our Walmart. There's a wall full of Murray State. That stuff does that's a tremendous help when it comes to recruiting these guys. So I think that's what it was.
Were there any ultimate surprises or letdowns in this entire process?
No, not for the most part. And again, you know, I think that's kind of across the board at this level. You know, we don't have to worry about the hat presentations and all of that stuff for the most part. We did have a couple that didn't call us until last night. That you know, they put a couple more gray hairs on your head. But other than that, we felt pretty good. You know, I will say this, and I think this kind of goes back to just this place and how special a place this is and the community that this is and the university and where this program is headed. There is only a handful of guys in the 2 years that I've been here as the head coach, there's only a handful of guys who I brought to this campus and brought to this town who have walked away and not said I'm committed. And I think that's a great compliment to all of these people who helped us every weekend on these visits. So not many surprises.
All right, thank you,
guys.
Thanks.